Evening to you all, and we're going to be welcoming, encouraging, anticipating your phone calls at 504-556-9696. We want to hear from you. A lot of issues we're going to bring up on the program here this afternoon, and you can also email anything you have to jeff@wgso.com. So, Mimi, you and I were going over some issues here beforehand, and so many different things going on. The thing I wanted to talk about first is the inflation situation, because prices are up 9.1% from a year ago. When Donald Trump left office, it was a 1.4% inflation rate. Now it's 9.1%. I think this has got to be the biggest increase ever in 18 months.
Yes, and they like it, because this is their way of implementing their climate crisis, Green New Deal. You know, they have you heard about the phenomenon of all the cows dying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They had 3,000 cows die of heat stroke.
Mm-hmm.
No. If there were 3,000 people standing out there, they wouldn't all die. Some would still live. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And
right.
so my point is that they're doing this. They don't want us driving cars. They want us with the electric vehicles. They don't want us eating certain foods. That's why they cost more. They love this inflation. It's helping. Look, they got the whole world doing this ridiculous. All of Europe is on board with us with these oil sanctions, and now they're not going to be driving cars. They're so excited about it.
And you know what? People in Sri Lanka are overthrowing their government because of it, and you've got riots going on in other places.
Ghana.
People are just saying, hey, they don't want to abide by this. They don't want to live according to the rules from the World Economic Forum or the New World Order. And yeah, they're going after our fossil fuels. They're going after meat consumption.
Fertilizer.
They're going after a fertilizer. They're going after our lifestyle. They want us to conform to this new way of living, new energy, renewables, bioelectric, and of course, all to fight climate change, which I think is a big hoax.
Doesn't it take coal and what's the other thing? Natural gas in order to make an electric car? Battery?
I mean, I think you have to have, you do. We have to have that.
But we're not allowed to have coal.
Yeah.
I mean, well. It's like, does anybody think two steps ahead? Mm-hmm. It's just like, who's driving the truck? I don't understand. Like, they like to implement the things without mm-hmm. thinking about the repercussions.
And also, of course, who's making money on these batteries? You know, where are these batteries being made?
China.
And, of course, what kind of conditions are these workers involved in making the raw materials for these batteries? You know, some would say it's like slave labor. And, you know, China is a communist nation. They don't have any human rights. And we should be doing everything we can to not enrich them.
100.
But we're not only going down this road, but we're selling our strategic petroleum reserve to China. Which I think is
that was outrageous.
That's an impeachable offense, I think, right there.
That is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even believe he'd have the cojones to do that. I'm not. I mean, that is infuriating.
He either does or he doesn't even realize what's going on, and it's just happening because others are, you know, making it happen. I don't know. But
well, supposedly the company involved with it in China, Hunter Biden's.
Yeah. Hunter Biden has a connection too, and I think they've made two purchases of oil, and these are associates of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden literally can get away with anything he wants, do anything he wants, snort anything he wants, be with anybody he wants, do whatever kind of dirty deal he wants to do, and literally nothing happens to him.
I think it's coming. I think it's gotten to the point.
I've been hearing that for years.
I understand.
I've been hearing Sean Hannity say, TikTok, TikTok. It's coming.
No, really.
None of it ever comes.
I think it's catching up with them. I think, you know, there is an investigation. Now they're talking about prostitution or child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all kinds of things you could get them on. It's just too much. But if they do get them, this
mm-hmm.
is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Does Biden pardon him?
Does Biden pardon his own son?
Yes.
You know, I mean.
I mean, what would the optics of that be?
I think they're working out a deal right now whereby they're going to give him some sort of a break and maybe have a fine.
Oh, he's going to get the Jeffrey Epstein treatment?
Maybe get some kind of a real slap on the wrist.
Like a sweetheart deal.
Sweetheart deal.
The first time Epstein was arrested in Florida, he was there, I think, for 2 years roughly, and he got to leave every day.
Right. Right.
So he could go get his mid-afternoon massages. Mm-hmm. And he'd come home to a cell with, like, TV in there and, you know.
Yeah. And then, of course, he committed suicide, right?
That's
you,
right.
You believe that. 504-556.
It's called Clinton Size.
9696. 504-556-9696 is the talk line. So Biden dismisses the high inflation rate, calling it out of date. He says, even though the CPI is for June 2022, he's saying that, you know, it's we've had progress over the past month and gas prices. Boy, we're getting quite a break on gas prices, but they're down to $4.63 a gallon. What a deal.
Isn't that wonderful?
Great work, creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Biden.
You're doing a heck of a job. Heck of a job.
You know, the last day Donald Trump was president, it was $2.37. So that is roughly double.
But do you ever notice how whenever he's talking about all these problems we're having, he always wants to lay blame
elsewhere
and tell us, you know, it's just never their fault. But does anyone care whose fault it is right now? We just want you to do something about it. Get out there and tell us what you're doing about it. Not say, well, the previous administration, you know, gave us this, laid it in our laps. You know, it's like, no, nobody cares. Fix it.
All the guy does is lie. He lies. He said that inflation is higher everywhere else than here. He says inflation's caused by Vladimir Putin. He says it's a COVID-related. He's blamed the gas station owners. He's blamed the oil companies. He's blamed the ultra-MAGA. He's blamed the Republicans. He's blamed Donald Trump. Everybody and anybody but the real culprit, which is his policies.
Right. So now we know it's his policies. Get on with it. What are you doing to fix it?
He's not admitting that.
No, and what he says is, we're doing everything we can. What was the phrase? Mm-hmm. Because he's doing what he wants to do. He's not doing what he actually should do. So when he says that, he can't really fix the problem because then that ruins what's really going on behind the curtain. They don't want oil prices. They like this, is what I keep trying to say. They like it.
Well, because they're all excited because it's going to get people to drive electric. And that's
well,
all they
think
care.
It is,
that's
but
all
it's
they care
not.
About, because the average electric vehicle is thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars more than a gasoline-powered vehicle. And if people don't have the money for a regular car, they're certainly not going to have the money for an electric vehicle because they're paying thousands of dollars extra to cover inflation.
There's no infrastructure to handle this many electric cars. You can't.
They're not enough charging stations.
No, then it takes 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the most inconvenient car. I would never want to drive. No, we went one time.
You remember the time my nephew drove us in his car in Austin?
It was cool. Yeah. It was cool, but I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, it was a Tesla, and he was all excited about it, but he, you know, had to charge it for X amount of time, and had to make sure he had charging stations along the route, and I mean, all this kind of stuff makes it, I think, a big burden. All right, 504-556-9696. Then we're also looking at what's going on with the former White House doctor, a guy named Ronnie Jackson.
Oh, this is good.
He wrote a recent book, and he said that he was criticized when he went public with his questions about Joe Biden's cognitive ability, and he was told by Obama, one of the doctors, one of the presidents that he worked for three presidents, and he said that criticizing Biden's mental state was unprofessional. Can you believe Barack Obama would do that?
Well, they've been criticizing people about COVID for the last 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. So, and it's all been lies. But if you didn't do certain things, they would come after you. And now he's a doctor who actually was there in the White House. Mm-hmm. And he knows what's going on, and it's his job. That's his job. We have nobody running the country because he's definitely in decline.
Well, every Republican should be every day calling for a mental competency test of Joe Biden. They should also be calling for impeachment of Joe Biden. And the ones that aren't do that, are not doing that, I don't think are doing their job. All right. He said, she said on WGSO, we're going to take a brief time out, take care of some business, and come back with more. Come join us at 504-556-9696, a talk line. Jeff at WGSO.com is the email address. We'll be right back. Join us Thursday night for Politics with the Punches, Louisiana's version of Politically Incorrect. I'm Jeff Carrera, and I get to host this great show. Our panel includes Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, Brittany Piccolo Ramos of HGTV, and the incomparable Becky Allen. The show starts at 6. The event begins at 8 at the Quarter View, 613 Clearview Parkway in Metairie. Join us for drinks, dinner, and a lot of fun. You can get tickets at the door or for a discount at ringsidepolitics.com. See you Thursday night. The Louisiana Voter Information Project is an educational organization dedicated to informing the people of Louisiana about the important issues of the day. Our first project will be in District 92 in Kenner, Louisiana. We are informing the voters in that district about key votes made by State Representative Joe Stagney. Votes on issues such as transgender athletic participation and COVID mandates. If you want to learn more or get involved, contact Jeff at ringsidepolitics.com. Are you one of the many whose roof hasn't been done yet after Hurricane Ida? Well, Dell's Roofing works with homeowners like you to repair or replace the roof and gutters that were damaged by the storm. Dell has been roofing New Orleans since 1982, and Dell and his crew are personally on every roof replaced or repaired. No matter where you are in the insurance claim process, Dell can help. Haven't filed a claim or received partial coverage for repairs? Denied replacement coverage? Or are you ready to get the work started? Dell's Roofing would like to offer you a free inspection and roof assessment. Dell will take the photos and videos to show you exactly what's going on up on your roof. Then you be the judge on what next steps, if any, to take. So call or text 504-402-7013. That's 504-402-7013. Or visit dellsroofing.com for your free inspection and roof assessment. All of us want to find affordable insurance tailored to our unique needs. Whether it's homeowners, flood, auto, or business insurance, the place to go is Foundation Insurance Group. Their team of experienced independent insurance agents will give you your insurance options and quotes for the best rates available. Foundation Insurance Group is an independent, locally owned insurance agency based right here in River Ridge. They're your neighbors who worry about floods, hurricanes, lawsuits, and car accidents. Accidents on I-10 just like you do. When you work with them, you're not an account number. You're a valued customer, a local who deserves personal, honest service and professional guidance. Whether it's auto, homeowners, commercial, or flood, Foundation Insurance Group are your neighbors who understand you're a vital part of our local community. For more information, call 504-304-6143 or visit foundationinsgroup.com. Hey, we're back. And a lot going on. And of course, as he said, she said on WGSO, I'm Jeff Carrere.
I'm Mimi Carrere.
And we're going to take some calls now, Mimi. We have some other topics we're going to weave into the discussion. Of course, so much is going on. And
oh, wait. Let me just, before you jump in, I just wanted to tell all our listeners something real exciting happened yesterday. Jeff's article for Town Hall was it's not a retweet, it's a retruth by the one and only Donald Trump.
By the man.
The man.
The man, yes.
So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, he sent it to his followers on Truth Social.
He
so
did.
That was cool. The
millions have now read it.
Yeah. The title of the article was Americans Want Trump Back. And I based it on poll numbers, based it on, you know, where Biden is as far as approval rating. And anyway, I'm glad he saw it. This is the second time he is pointed out one of my articles, and glad he did so. All right, let's take some calls. 504-556-9696. We welcome our friend Miss Janice joining us from New Orleans. How you doing, Miss Janice?
Yes, I'm doing all right, Jeff. But listen, good. I want everybody in the sound of my voice out here that is a Trump hater, voted for, not Obama, voted for Biden, to really listen to me and take this to heart. Yes. There are some things about Trump that I don't care for. He repeats himself, and, you know, there's little things. But that's not the point here. This is absolutely horrible, and it never should have happened. I had heard, and I'm sure many of you also had heard, about a 10-year-old girl, a child,
yes,
who was raped.
Right.
Then they said, well, first they said she was pregnant. They didn't exactly say, you know, if it was incest or how it was done or whatever. But I didn't even know a 10-year-old could have a baby. So, okay, then they were trying to say...
By the period, right.
Well, then they were trying to say that maybe it was not true. Okay. Well, today I found out that, sadly enough, it is true. And the suspect, I think he admitted it, is an illegal Guatemalan guy who came over the border illegally, people. And there was a woman right here in the state of Louisiana, in Kenner, Louisiana, who, well, she shouldn't have taken up with the man, but she did. He was an illegal, also Guatemalan. This happened a few years ago. And ultimately, he murdered her. So this cannot continue, because this could be you, it could be your wife, your daughter, just anyone, any one of
right.
us. I mean, we're not all going to be right, but we could be murdered.
Yeah.
We
mm-hmm.
could
right,
be killed.
Right, Miss Janice.
And here's something.
Janice.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Hold on, Miss Janice. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you that that's the culture that is going on as they move through these different countries. They are raping little girls. You can see, you know, the border patrol people.
Border patrol, yeah.
They find these things in the woods. They are raping children.
In the desert, yeah.
It's a culture.
This is absolutely horrible. Oh, I see what you're saying. In other words, it's not just that they're criminals. What you're trying to say is it's kind of like what they do in their own country?
Well, it's what's going on with a lot of the folks that are coming in here. There's raping and abusing of children that is going on, and of women. It's been documented.
It could be any one of us. It could be any one of us. You could go to get in your automobile, Jeff, and get a gun put to you. Look, we have enough criminals in our own country dealing with right now, and here is something else that should not be happening, and it's very sad. This is brainwashing. This is manipulation, and the children. The children's services needs to be called in, and the children need to be removed. I saw something the other day that's one of the most horrible things I've ever seen. He couldn't have been no more than 3 years old. They had these kids, these boys, and they're hitting the police and using the F word. And
I know.
Awful
that
things.
Was
they don't
so
even
horrible.
Know what they're doing or what they're saying.
That's so horrible.
Those police should have called Child Protective Services right then.
Right.
I would have. This is really cruel. These children are being taught to be haters. They don't even know why. And it's brainwashing, but they're good, rotten, dirty parents.
And there's no respect for the police, no respect for authority, no respect for your elders. You're being taught that in a horrible home environment. These children are being groomed to be criminals.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. Miss Janice,
it's
thank you, my dear.
It's terrible. It really is.
I'm glad you brought that up.
You people that voted for Biden, you better rethink this, because our country is getting worse by the day. And in two more years, I don't know where we're going to be.
Yeah,
we got to
pray.
We
got to pray. We got to pray for our people. Pray for our country. Thank you.
Yes.
And let's hope that we can have a course correction. We're now 3 months in counting.
Do you think he will? If we get the House and the Senate, do you think he'll pivot?
Well, he won't be able to do any more damage. Then maybe we'll have investigations and get to the bottom of some of what has been going on. Although I'm worried about the Republican leadership. You know, they're weak. They're rhinos. So we got to keep the pressure on them.
Did you hear how much money McCarthy raised for the Republican Party?
I think it's a lot.
It was like $112 million. Dollars. Yeah. They broke a record.
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, people are fed up with it. They didn't want to get rid of Pelosi. Pelosi's horrible. And, you know, she's frolicking in Italy, going to get communion at the Vatican and playing around with, you know, the rich and famous, while the people here in this country, I mean, we're suffering through all this. I'll never forgive her for tearing up Donald Trump's State of the Union address. And acting in such an arrogant manner. I mean, the woman is just so arrogant.
Speaking of arrogance, mm-hmm. why don't we talk about the Josh Hawley
right.
hearing with that mm-hmm. Berkeley professor.
We only have about a minute, but what are your thoughts on that? I mean, she was definitely arrogant, definitely offensive, extremely rude to the senator.
Well, and the thing is this, she knew where the questioning was going to go, so she was ready.
Yeah.
And she's saying that you cannot, if you say anything against a transgender, which is apparently it's terrible if you call them a woman, then, you know, you're a horrible person. So this is what I was thinking. You know, the LGBTQIA+. I'm just thinking that the T's have jumped the shark, and I'm wondering if the L's, the G's, and the B's are getting really mad at the T's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I, you know, because they're all connected together.
Yeah.
They can't get away from each
other.
Well,
you know, and there's some people like Brandon Straka and others with the walkaway movement that are G's.
I mean,
they're not on board with all
that. The T's need to really have a seat.
All right. 504-556-9696. Quick timeout. Let's take care of some business. Get a news update. We'll be right back. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185. Hey, folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, Tick Tock Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love Tick Tock Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, Tick Tock Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at Tick Tock Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. Tick Tock Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Police and homeless say a local woman and her boyfriend are facing first-degree murder charges after officers found the remains of her 2-year-old son in a trash can. In custody are 28-year-old Maya Jones and 37-year-old Jermaine Robinson. Police Chief Dana Coleman says they had problems with Jones' story from the onset and suspected foul play. Terrebonne Parish DA Joseph Waite says it shocks the conscience that this kind of abuse would go on.
This case has rocked our community. Any time in the life of a very innocent, beautiful child such as Ezekiel is taken.
The pair are charged with murder, obstruction of justice, and more. Another two cases of monkeypox confirmed in the New Orleans area. The CDC says the viral illness can spread from person to person. State epidemiologist Dr. Teresa Sokol says who is most at risk?
Someone who had unprotected skin-to-skin contact with a patient while they were infectious and while lesions were present. Someone who was within 6 feet of an infected individual for more than 3 hours.
This is news from LRN.
Tiger Rag, three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year, two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year, 11 seasons at Notre Dame, two college football playoff appearances, and now the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian
Kelly.
I'm
excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
Winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be
the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
Have you been waiting to get your roof done? And do you want to get it done right? Well, you need to talk to the team of experienced professionals at Doubleday Roofing, where they're making roofing great again. Brian Doubleday and his team of experienced and licensed roofing technicians provide nothing but quality workmanship and services to all their clients. They take care of their customers and make sure the job is done right. At Doubleday Roofing, all customers are provided with quality workmanship that will meet and exceed your expectations. Brian Doubleday has been solving all your real estate needs for 20 years, and their satisfied customers can tell you they'll help you maintain your current roofing or with a new roof, make your property so much better. For more information, call Brian Doubleday at 504-305-3385. That's 504-305-3385. Or visit DoubledayRoofing.com and find out how Brian Doubleday and his team are taking care of their customers, saving them money, and making roofing great again.
Join us Thursday night for Politics with the Punches, Louisiana's version of Politically Incorrect. I'm Jeff Carrera, and I get to host this great show. Our panel includes Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, Brittany Piccolo Ramos of HGTV, and the incomparable Becky Allen. The show starts at 6. The event begins at 8 at the Quarter View, 613 Clearview Parkway in Metairie. Join us for drinks, dinner, and a lot of fun. You can get tickets at the door or for a discount at ringsidepolitics.com. See you Thursday night.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance. And for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you are in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
All right, we're back. It's a busy Wednesday, and tomorrow night, of course, we have Politics with a Punch. Hope to see you guys there, and you can get tickets at the door at the great Quarter View restaurant at 613 Clearview Parkway, or get them for a discount at ringsidepolitics.com. Just look under the shows, look under Politics with a Punch, ticket site, and you can get it for a discount there. I'm Jeff Carrera.
And Mimi Carrera.
And let's get to some phone calls. Mimi, I know you wanted to talk about one other thing, though. And that was the floating abortion clinic that they're talking about doing.
These geniuses.
In the Gulf of Mexico.
These geniuses, they just have to kill babies. They just, at all costs, they just want to kill these babies. It's crazy. Are that many people? How many people are getting abortions in the first place?
I guess not enough.
I mean,
they want more.
I don't understand. It makes no sense to me. I never even came close to being in a situation. If they would work as hard to not get pregnant as they are to have an abortion, we wouldn't be having this discussion. It's not hard to not get pregnant.
And I also want to commend First Lady Dr. Jill Biden. And, of course, remember, we always have to say Dr. Jill Biden. for her great coordination in her speech the other day to the Hispanic community of mentioning the fact that they really are to be recognized because of their tacos. That she did that on Taco Tuesday. That was very good.
She did Taco Tuesday.
Very good coordination.
Yeah.
So kudos to her. I mean, she's thinking of everything. And, of course, this is the one who is responsible for Joe Biden being president. Because if she didn't give the go-ahead, I don't think he would have been running. I mean, she had to say, all right, he's okay. I mean, I'll take care of him. I'll watch him.
But if you look at when he was running for president, it's not the same man. He's not.
So you think he's deteriorated that
much? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's really...
He was bad then.
And it's sad.
He was bad then. I don't feel any sadness toward him. I just feel hatred toward him. I'm sorry. I really do. All right, let's get some calls in. 504-556-9696. And our good friend, great contributor from Jefferson with us, Rusty, joining the program. Hey, what's happening, Rusty?
Good evening to you guys, you and Mimi. Listen, I'm going to put out a little bit of a challenge, and I know it's going to be tough to swallow a little bit. But you mentioned to Chris Holden, and you mentioned today that him giving that oil to China is probably an impeachable offense. And my concern is this, that focusing on Hunter or focusing on Biden's mental health, if they get him out on him being connected to Hunter and his mental health, it's only going to put Kamala Harris in the office. And I think she's much more radical. So my idea is this.
Why not impeach her?
Well, you might be saying it right too, Mimi, but why not impeach him on policy so that if she does get in,
we can impeach him for the border.
Right. The border, to me, is the number one thing that's impeachable. But there's other things like the oil and so on. We're in a crisis.
Afghanistan, that was impeachable, leaving Americans behind.
There's so many things that if she got in, they could, since they might be winning big, the House and the Senate, in a few months, they can get not only him out, but her if she follows in the same policies. My concern is that she is going to end up in there. We're going to have this woke country, this racially divided country, whereby it's going to polarize and make everything 10 times worse, because I think she's so radical that unless we get him on policy, on policy and impeachable, and that way impeach him, we can impeach her as well. And so I'm just concerned that going after these other matters is only going to put her there. And the world's going to be a lot worse off. We're going to be a lot worse off. So,
but they're not. If this is the only way to impeach him, actually, I would impeach her first, so that the Speaker of the House moves up, and then you impeach him.
If there's a vacancy in the vice presidential seat, then the president gets to choose. That's how it's done.
Oh,
so
okay,
you got to impeach
him.
You got to impeach him, and then her. I mean, I understand your point, Rusty. I just don't see how anybody can be worse than Joe Biden. I mean,
I understand that he is worse.
I think the whole image of him being a moderate is false. I think he's a radical.
I agree with everything you're saying, but I've looked at this woman. I've looked at her past, and it seems like if we get in, we're going to have a third world country. And we're going to have a woke world and a divided country to the point
All that's happening now.
I know it's happening now, but I think he took her to say, listen, if you get rid of me, meaning Joe Biden himself saying that, if you get rid of me, guess who you're going to have? And I think she is many times worse. And I'm just, I just want to pass that thought.
All right.
I don't know.
I appreciate it. I mean, I think, she's bad, no doubt about it. And she can put two words together, unlike Biden. But she cannot put two words together. Well, she can put two of the same words together.
She puts them like
word
five or six times. She says the same word.
That's word salad. So she can do that. At least she can speak. Mm-hmm.
I don't think she can speak.
She can't speak intelligently.
The other thing is that if we win the House and the Senate, then maybe we don't have to impeach him because we just throw roadblocks in front of him.
But still, the president can do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Remember Obama? He's got the phone and the pen. That's all he needs. All right, Rusty.
Thank you, good points, my friend.
Thank you for your
call.
Thank you, sir. And just had his phone in his pen.
Yes.
Because he had a Republican Congress. Remember after the big Tea Party movement?
Right.
He had to deal with Republicans, and he just said, hey, I got a phone in my pen.
It was all executive orders.
And I think Biden or Harris would do the same thing. I think Rusty is talking about what a lot of people believe, that we can't get rid of Joe Biden because then we'll have Kamala Harris. Well, I think there has to be consequences for illegal behavior. Donald Trump was impeached twice for nothing. Joe Biden has committed a litany of behaviors that I think are impeachable.
And he's compromised by Ukraine
right.
and China.
We can't just let that go. We can't just say, oh, well, no big deal. He's mentally incompetent and he should be impeached, and can't just say, okay, well, we'll work with him. I don't think so. And that's why I have a big problem with Bill Cassidy, because he keeps working with Biden. You know, to pass an infrastructure bill, to pass gun control.
I don't like, let's not talk about Cassidy.
And the
reason, I have nothing nice to say.
The reason I bring him up is he's thinking about running for governor. By the way, tomorrow night on our panel, Politics with a Punch, we could have the next governor with us, Billy Nungesser.
Could be.
I had today on the radio program, Jeff Landry. He could be the next governor, too.
And he's done a lot.
So, you know.
He's one of the reasons, you know, that this whole abortion ban thing went on.
Yeah. So it'll be very interesting to see how this whole race plays out. Let's take some more calls, 504-556-9696 to join us. And we bring on our friend Matthew in Metairie. What's happening? What's happening?
Well, one of the things I called you had the Cajun Craw Gator on, and I meant to call. The thing that to watch is the quarterly earnings for the big Fortune 500 companies are going to start to come out. And if they are great, if they are looking like they are making more money in 2022 than they were in 2019, Joe Biden's got smooth sailing, or rather whatever's left of him. And Rusty, the point that Rusty makes isn't an invalid one. However, there is one difference between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Kamala Harris has her own mind. You're not dealing with basically a front for a puppeteering cabal. So,
well, if you can that could be disputed. That could be disputed as well. Some people might think that Obama's calling her shots too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he seems to have a close tie to her.
You don't remember when he said she was the best looking attorney general in the country?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the question is, can the Republicans get her off the weed long enough to negotiate with her?
So,
explains her behavior.
I just have to say, Biden has done so much damage in 18 months. I can't even imagine someone being worse. But possibly so. I mean, I guess we'll just have to see. And
well, you're right.
I agree with Mimi. I think we should try to impeach both of them. What's that?
He has to pay a price, but the entire team behind him has to pay a price.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There needs to be impeachments of not just him, but a lot of his team members. Yeah, thank you, my friend.
As Kamala says, we have to go to the root causes. So we're going to have to get all those people.
The roots and the roots of the causes.
She's been,
So keep an eye on the corporate profits. Let's see what that tells us.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. That's a great reason to impeach her, because of she's the border czar.
That's what I'm.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Hello. You're just getting what I said.
So that's one thing. But there are other things that she could be impeached for. I mean, she's.
That's the main thing. We are being invaded.
Right. Yeah. We're being invaded.
And they're letting it happen.
Yeah. All I know is a lot of her staff members are leaving. She must be a terror to work for, because they are getting the hell out. All right, 504-556-9696. It is, of course, he said, she said right here on WGSO. And, you know, Mimi, we've got just one issue here in New Orleans, tragic one-year-old shot at Costco. Third baby to have been shot in the city of New Orleans in the past few months. And they have apprehended two people.
Two people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing we're coming up on a break because this makes me want to curse.
Yeah.
I'm so, so angry. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing we can do about it. LaToya is over here dancing. I have three videos on my Facebook. It's like every time I turn around, there's another video of her dancing.
Where is she dancing?
One was on the street. One was looked like a bar. And the other, she's just always dancing. One, she's wearing these short shorts.
Okay. Well, I brought that up the other day, and one of the leftists didn't like me bringing that
up. And
then
she's got a new boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to fill me in on that.
Okay.
But first, we've got to take a brief time out, take care of some business, right here on Rinks on He Said, She Said. We'll be right back.
Start treatment fast. And even low-risk patients can benefit from off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID, which studies show can increase the risk of heart attack and stroke even 1 year later. So where do you go? That's easy. MyGoToDoc.com. Unlike other websites, at MyGoToDoc.com, Dr. Hyder keeps up with the latest developments and is constantly updating his protocol. This is all they do. Other websites don't allow follow-up questions, and your access expires in a few days. At MyGoToDoc, you don't have to pay, and you can ask all the questions you want for free. And they don't gouge their patients on prices for off-label medications. They scour the country for low-cost, mail-order compounding pharmacies that ship to all 50 states at the lowest possible price. But you have to go to MyGoToDoc.com. MyGoToDoc.com.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you are in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
The Louisiana Voter Information Project is an educational organization dedicated to informing the people of Louisiana about the important issues of the day. Our first project will be in District 92 in Kenner, Louisiana. We are informing the voters in that district about key votes made by State Representative Joe Stagney. Votes on issues such as transgender athletic participation and COVID mandates. If you want to learn more or get involved, contact Jeff at ringsidepolitics.com. Are you one of the many whose roof hasn't been done yet after Hurricane Ida? Well, Dell's Roofing works with homeowners like you to repair or replace the roof and gutters that were damaged by the storm. Dell has been roofing New Orleans since 1982, and Dell and his crew are personally on every roof replaced or repaired. No matter where you are in the insurance claim process, Dell can help. Haven't filed a claim or received partial coverage for repairs? Denied replacement coverage? Or are you ready to get the work started? Dell's Roofing would like to offer you a free inspection and roof assessment. Dell will take the photos and videos to show you exactly what's going on up on your roof. Then you be the judge on what next steps, if any, to take. So call or text 504-402-7013. That's 504-402-7013. Or visit dellsroofing.com for your free inspection and roof assessment.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And Mimi Cruer here.
And we've been talking about a lot of different issues. You can join us at 504-556-9696. It is an open line. So without further ado, want to get more calls in. And let's go to our fired up friend, the Cajun patriotic buccaneer, Phil from Jefferson. How you doing, Mr. Phil?
I'm greatly blessed. We got to protect our blessings. Jeff, listen, I just got back. I want to know, did the Baton Rouge police or the state police ever catch those real domestic demonic terrorists that did an attack on the pro-life pregnancy crisis center in Baton Rouge? Anything about that? Any arrest made yet?
I don't know. I do know.
I don't think so.
The gentleman who I had on my program who was attacked at an abortion clinic, a pro-life activist, Christopher Key, they did arrest that woman who assaulted him. But I don't know about the pregnancy crisis.
I think Christopher Ray said that they are considering those to be
terror attacks.
Hate crimes.
Hate crimes.
This is a classic example of domestic terrorism here. The parents are not the terrorists. Those people that wear burning and looting and murdering clothes all the time, you know, their uniform with masks and gloves and a hoodie, that's who these people are doing this. They're working for, you know, the planned scam, Ku Klux Klan Parenthood. And I've also heard there might be a ship getting ready to park itself just outside in the Gulf and kill babies.
Yeah, a floating abortion clinic. Yeah, terrible.
I want to call. I got a name for it. Let me give you a name for it. It's going to be called Latoya the Destroyer. Just like Joe Biden with his snake eyes and Governor Snake Eyes Edwards with his snake eyes.
Yeah.
And they all have snake eyes. They want to execute his brothers and sisters. Make America safe again. Make America sane again. Make America sane again. And make America great and abortion free again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. 504-556-9696. Let's go up to the Buckeye State, the great state of Ohio, and the Queen City there, Cincinnati, and our friend, the one and only Cash Money.
How are you, Mimi? How are you, Jeff?
Hey,
doing right, well.
Cash. I've been depressed lately, this world. And all you do is keep coming up with quibs, you know, like we need to get her done in this country. The best awakening is a rude awakening. But let's talk about your article. Kudos.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're on Mr. Trump's radar again. You know, one day he's going to ask you, who's got the most extreme possibility of an idea you've ever heard? And you're going to mention Cash Money. I pray
cash
for
money.
It.
I'm going to say Cash Money.
You know I want to talk to
I'm going to say, hey, so I can introduce you, Mr. President, to Cash Money.
Well, I know you say that here live on radio, but when it happens, it's a different scene. Remember me, Jeff?
Well, I just said on the air I would. I mean,
you know that.
I'll remind him.
I'll
remind
him. I'll serve drinks. I'll carry golf clubs. I don't have to be anybody. Fly on the wall. I don't care.
Okay, now wait. You got to take two steps back. We need to get.
I just want
to. Yeah, I need to get the FaceTime first, and then I can arrange for you, Cash. So we got one thing at a time, my friend.
But the world's crazy. We need to fix it. We got a county over from me here in Cincinnati, 15-year veteran on the force, went out for a verbal domestic violence. By the time he got there, the man was running his ATV into his wife's vehicle. And when the cop got out the car, because they'd been there so many times, the suspect shot him in the head. He's living. He's in the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
The sergeant, female sergeant. And remember, this is Clear Creek Township. They've never had a shooting in 47 years. And the female sergeant shot and killed him. So, but let's pray for that officer. And this world is just nuts. And that's, see, inflation, it's just a tactic. Gas prices and tactics. The real pain is right there. You know, what made that man? They knew him personally. This is a small little country town. You know, this world is going nuts. And then, I'm just hearing about these children, three of them in just a few weeks. What?
I know.
1-year-olds, this is being paid for. These are lynchings.
Yeah, it's
horrible. The attitude is being forced. And how do you solve that with a world of wickedness and no one being accountable? Yeah. Judges, prosecuting attorneys. How do you solve that?
Well,
You have to ask us all. Every single person in America should be involved, should be able to get their 2 cents in.
Right.
What was your girl about 25 minutes ago? What's her name? She was really on a roll.
Miss Janice. Miss Janice. Miss Janice.
Janice was really rolling tonight, and I love her speaking.
She really was.
Miss Janice is a powerful caller.
To be heard. I'd like to know what Janice thinks every morning at 9 a.m. Yeah. and make it resonate for the president.
Right. Well, I mean, just listen to this show. You can understand what she says. Cash, we got to roll, though. We got just 2 minutes, and we want to squeeze in another call or two. Thank you, my friend. And hey, if you can come down for the show tomorrow night, we'd love to see you. And let's go, if we could, to... all right. I think we might have the man himself joining us. I mean, from... I know he's tired from a big trip, and He's been working hard. I know glad hatting and
sniffing heads,
and, sniffing hair. And I know he's tired, but he made time to call into the show. So Uncle Joe from Israel, how are you doing, Uncle Joe?
I'm doing great. Listen to me, you people. You got to quit. You know how long this is going to last with gas prices? It's going to last until you quit being selfish and buy an electric car. And furthermore, you can't be a hater. Don't be a hater and tell my son Hunter that he can't get pregnant. He can get pregnant. And inflation's good for you. Makes you make better choices in what you're buying. And it's only temporary, and it's not that bad. And I'll think of another lie tomorrow.
All right, Uncle Joe, thank you for your call. And, yeah, we'll be watching. That's Uncle Joe with us in Israel.
Stay off a bike, Uncle
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Don't.
No more bike riding.
Yeah, maybe the training wheels would help, Uncle Joe. Let's go to High Tech Redneck, who's with us here from the great state of Louisiana. Hey, High Tech Redneck, how are you? Good evening.
I'm doing great. How are you and Mimi doing, y'all fellow tax generators? You're always kind of saying you're going to take a break and do some business. You're not doing business. You're generating taxes. Now, I recently went out and bought a washer, and it cost me 5 cents. I found out recently that a penny costs taxpayers 2.5 cents to make. So guess what? I'm going to drill a hole in these pennies now and make my washers 4 cents cheaper than they cost me in the store. And by the way, those nickels, they cost 11.5 cents to make. So I want everybody to start saving up those dollar bills, because at the rate we're going, it's going to be cheaper to use those than toilet paper. I know y'all got to go. Thank y'all very much for everything.
High Tech Redneck, you had the final word this evening. Thank you for your call, Mimi. It flew by.
It always goes by so fast.
And folks, I'll be back with you tomorrow for Ringside Politics 7 to 11. Hope to see you guys tomorrow night at Politics with a Punch at the Quarter View, opening at 6. Tickets at ringsidepolitics.com.
It'll be a good time.
It will be. Guarantee a good time. All right, coming up next, something to say right here on WGSO. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
A variety of Italian dishes to satisfy your palate, you gotta go to Gentusa's Italian Market. They have pizzas, po'boy, subs, desserts, and the famous 1.5-pound meatballs. They only serve top-shelf alcohol, and the wine list is extensive. It's a casual dining atmosphere for the whole family, outdoor seating, and entertainment on Wednesday nights. There's plenty of free parking at Gentusa's Italian Market, located at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, in the historic Rivertown. They're open Sunday and Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday from 11 to 10. So we'll see you at Gentusa's Italian Market, where they treat you like family and you'll love the food. The prices are fair and the daily specials are amazing. And the portions are big, really big. You better call now to make your reservations at 504-305-5305. That's 504-305-5305. Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not sign on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated, and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.